credit. Any size white vinyl double hung window from Window World is $189 plus 0% financing and tax credits up to $200, so you can save and replace those old drafty windows. 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood store. Bring your measurements and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year during this two-day sale. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Wow, this is from the 50s. Is it the Platters?
It is.
All right, we were discussing jobs that people have where they get, where they never run out of stories. They get to see things most of us don't get to see. Cops, flight attendants, EMTs, firemen. We threw in limo drivers. I think you could include realtors. They walk into houses, see how other people live, sometimes have some surprise encounters. Limo drivers is a good one. And back on the phone is Kirk, who either was or is. Are you still a limo driver?
No, sir. I was in high school. I started a DJ service, and by the time I turned 16, I thought, well, what better thing to accompany a DJ service than a limo service? So I got to doing a little research and bought a limousine out of St. Louis from a company that's still in business. We won't mention them, but Frank, I'm about as mechanical as you are when it comes to fixing things.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I purchased a fused lemon. Yeah, oh man, I did it already, didn't
mm-hmm.
I? Purchased a serious lemon, let's just put it that way. I had no idea the amount of mechanical features that are on limousines, but this was a 1994 town car, and when they stretch these cars, the Lincoln town cars have airbags as rear suspension, not shocks like most other vehicles. So anyway, I'm down in a row. Well, I'm doing good, aren't I? We're from down in Farmington, and I'm taking a couple up to what is now the Millennium Hotel on their honeymoon, or to start their honeymoon from their wedding reception. And this car was horrible about handling anyway. You get on a good curve, and you felt like you were in the Indy 500 in this limo. It took curves kind of harsh. Well, let's just say our married couple rolled up what they thought was a solid window, but it actually was a glass window that was tinted in reverse. And they couldn't see me, but I could see them, just like you sit in the back of your SUV. You can see out. But they
Hold on here. Was this by design? Did you put it in so you could deliberately
this
see
how it? This is how the car came.
Well, I think that's smart.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
They've got to keep track of
this. Very clever. They think they're blocked out. Because what do they see on their side? Do they see mirrored glass?
They see glass, yeah. It looks like a mirror to them.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, go ahead.
Not going to do it that time. So continuing on, we are on 55, getting into the downtown, you know, there where it gets into the good curves. And let's just say my couple proceeded to commence their marriage, and here I am in this car that has no suspension. Next thing I know, I am swerving across three lanes of traffic back and forth, literally just about out of control. And
because you're looking behind you.
No, because they were the wild action going on in the back. The suspension couldn't handle
it. I was so concerned with driving and trying to keep the vehicle on the road, I honestly didn't have a chance to look back and really wasn't wanting to.
Right.
That's more for watching kids and that kind of thing, because there is a solid petition also that comes up. They just happened to not hit it. But anyway, I'm going to strike out on this. We get into these curves, and the car is is just out of control over between two and three lanes. Well, next thing I know, I have one of St. Louis's fine officers behind me. And at this age, I was 17 at this time, and I had had to get special insurance and do a special license through the state of Missouri even to drive and have a chauffeur's license.
Now, I can't believe you can even be a chauffeur at 17.
Okay. You can, actually. You have to go ahead and take some extra tests. It actually puts you up to what's a Class 3 or a basically what people have to take to drive a bus normally. That's what I had to have just to have a chauffeur's license at that age. It is legal. But at that time it was. Today's laws, I have no idea. But continuing on, I get pulled over, and the officer had already ran the car. Well, when I handed him my license and he saw my age, it was step out of the vehicle, sir. So here I am with a couple in the back that had settled down, and this guy was convinced that I was drunk or out of it on drugs, and he proceeded to make me walk the line, and ultimately he got his little machine out and made me blow, and of course I hadn't had a drink whatsoever, and ended up writing me a ticket for crossing the lanes. I can't remember exactly what they call that now, but failure to stay in the same lane.
Or careless and imprudent driving.
What's that?
Careless and imprudent driving.
Pretty much, exactly. Yeah. So, I get the couple finally to their hotel, and I kind of explained to them the situation with the car and what happened. They were kind of at a loss. And they ended up giving me a $200 tip and also paying the ticket for the pullover. So they were actually some very gracious folks.
They were satisfied.
Yeah, the only sad news here is that you didn't get to see any of the action.
I didn't.
That's too bad.
Well, from what he was describing to us, it sounded like he was better off that way.
Yeah. Either that or he says he didn't see.
Yeah.
Probably the reason he's swerving, he's looking in the rearview mirror, though. Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
We'll never know, but
we'll never
that's
know.
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right,
hey,
Kurt.
AM into PM, by the way.
Thank you for the call.
All right, Frank. Have a good one.
I've talked to a couple limo drivers who did bachelorette parties, and they said, the best. The best.
And they're the wildest.
Women are crazy, whether they want to admit it or not. They talk about guys getting together, being, the boys' night out. Let me tell you something. Women, chicks together, when they're out of control, that's something you want to be around.
Together they're crazy, and most of the times by
but
themselves
they're crazier.
They're crazy.
They are crazier as a group.
Yep.
Guys are crazy individually. They get in a pack.
Oh, yeah.
They lose it. Hello, Ben.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that guy was lying about not looking.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Hey, I got two quick things. You were talking about that mangled up hand earlier. My father-in-law drove a cement truck, and he was standing at the back of it with his hand on the chute, just shooting it with the guys, and this guy came around and threw the chute down on his hand. Needless to say, he lost two fingers with the chute being thrown down on his hand, and they attempted to sew him back on. He still has them, but they're just like hang there. They're kind of useless. But my second story is I work in healthcare, and I was taking a special bedside commode to a patient. This kind of goes back to what you were talking about last week. They were getting this guy out of bed with one of those lifts that sit him on the commode, and he didn't make it in time. The commode didn't reach under him. He just let it loose, and it came out all over everything and everyone that was standing around.
Hang on. What do you mean you work in house care? What were you? What did
healthcare.
You
do? Healthcare.
So were you in a facility, or were you in the guy's house?
No, this was in a facility. I deliver equipment, like if they have a need for, they have a large patient and they need something, we'll bring that in. And this was a special extra wide bedside commode, and he didn't make it. I didn't make it to get it underneath of him. He just let it rip right there, and
this is where
it was suspended in the air, and it just came out everywhere.
This is where the pay scale in this country is all screwed up. That right there should be about a $600,000 a year job.
Suspended.
The people The people who have to lift poopers over to a thing and they miss it and it goes everywhere. See, that should be a really high-paying job.
Yeah, I just dropped it off and left, and that was the end of it for me.
So
but whoever had to clean that up.
Yeah. All right, Ben.
Yes.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you for the call. Hey, we have a lady who wants to talk. Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm AM in the PM. I just have a question.
Sure.
Okay. The guy before this last guy that was talking about the limousine, not just him, but some other people, when they call in, it seems like sometimes the story takes a really long time, and I'm sitting here just going, come on, come on. And I went in and asked my husband, I said, was that a long story or was it just me? He goes, oh, no. Do you ever sit there at your desk and just go with your hands like, come on, come on, or do you just...
No, we do it all the time.
Oh, Frank, I could imagine me being you. I would be sitting there going, okay, how do you tell somebody?
We're doing it right now with you.
Not yet. It's getting there, but not yet.
No, but you know, here, some people, they don't have a sense for how long it's taking. They don't work on the clock like we do.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of pauses. And
they throw in details that don't mean anything.
I do that a lot.
But you know what? We take all listeners as they are. It takes a while.
You have a lot of patience, and you're doing a very awesome job, and we love your station.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. No, she's right, though. We sit here and make faces, and we make hand signals like, come on, come on, come on. Where's the end of this story? Where is it going? And then sometimes you get a story, and the ending is not even an ending. You know, a guy will call and he'll say, my dad, he was in a wreck a few years ago, and they didn't think he was going to live. And that's it.
Okay.
That's how they finish it.
Or you tell somebody, okay, we have 30 seconds. Okay. And then they pause.
Oh, they have
no frame of time.
I got 30 seconds. Can you do this in 30 seconds? Sure I can. First of all, I want to say I'm AM in the PM. You know, by the time they get the greeting out of the way, 30 seconds is gone. But most people, we live a 60-30-second life. Everything we do is based in little time increments. Most people don't have any idea. If I closed my eyes and didn't have anything to gauge time, and you said, go, and then you told me to say stop when I thought it was 60, I'd be within 5 seconds. But most of my life has been spent on an internal timer. Let's go to Scott. Hello, Scott.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, hey. Scott.
I'll make it quick for Cheryl's
sake. That's all right. No, you take your time. What do you got?
My friend's first job, he was hired to pump out septic tanks.
Oh, yeah.
The very first call he went on all by himself after he was trained, I guess they generate a lot of suction, and the big hose thing blew off of the truck and just doused him. He left immediately, didn't even drive the truck back. He just quit on the spot.
And you know
and
what?
Then,
you, know,
yeah,
you, know, you know what's interesting? For some reason, other people's poop, you know, poop is poop,
right.
But other people's poop is 10 times more disgusting than your own poop for
it's
some
awful.
Reason. Yeah.
And then the other quick story is I am a real estate broker. I've been doing it for 20 years, and I had a couple that was very kind of prudish, very nerdy people. They kept insisting that I show them a house that they found online in a very questionable neighborhood. Finally, I gave in. I said, demographically and stuff, this isn't what you want. But we went over there. We knocked, as I always do. No one answered. I used the electronic box, opened the place. Inside on the couch is a guy passed out. He weighs about 400 pounds in his underwear. And they're looking at me real funny. So then we walk down the hall, and here comes this lady with absolutely nothing on. And she was so out of it, she just walked past us like we weren't even there. I said, guys, you want to see the bedrooms and stuff? And they said no, and from now on, we'll look at only what you tell us to look at.
Was the lady who walked by worth looking at?
Oh, God, no. She was disgusting, and she was so drugged up or whatever. It was just gross. But the cool thing is they listened from then on, and they did buy a house from me, so it worked out.
Well, you know what? You proved to them that you know what you're doing. And well, sometimes it takes something like that for people to finally get the idea that you do know what they should and shouldn't look at. When you say questionable, neighborhood, though, to them, you just meant from the type people that live there, or a high crime area, or what did you
mean? It had a high crime area, a lot of problems in this particular subdivision, police issues and stuff. It just wasn't for them, especially knowing them the way I did at that point. And they just kept going back to it, going, "We don't think you're really showing us all of our options." Yeah. And so I finally said, "Okay, let's go look at it." Well, I had no way to even expect that. I was shocked. And they were terrified. So,
all right, Scott. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Again, Dan has done it again. I don't know who this is. P-U-L. Pool.
Paul.
Well, it says P-U-L. Pool. I'll go with Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, it's Paul. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, it is Paul.
How are you, Paul?
I have two comments for you, Frank. First one is I work part-time at a local hospital, and I'm also a firefighter full-time.
Oh, you got two great job, the storytelling jobs.
The first one isn't really a story, but the second one is. First one is the local hospital that I work for, you frequented in the past a couple days ago, and your picture is in our local hospital newspaper that they put out with all your kudos that you gave out for all the people there.
How can my picture be there?
It's a picture of you standing next to the console. I don't know if they got some...
Did you take a picture with anybody while you were there with your wife?
No.
Somebody took a picture.
I don't remember taking a picture.
No, it's not a picture of you at the hospital. It's a picture of you standing next to the console there.
At the station.
Yeah.
Oh, they probably found one online, maybe.
Okay, they probably went online. Oh, well, great. Then, I'm in the newsletter. That's good.
Wow. Yay!
Yay, so, we made it!
My second one is actually a story. We went on a call for a overdose in the area where it's highly likely that there's going to be. We walked in, and the individual was in the bathtub. They were trying to put cold water on them to revive them after they had overdosed on this certain drug. And we're in there, you know, we've got to be kind of loud. We've got to kind of be kind of gruff, try to get this person awake, everything like that. And the lady whose husband was there, the lady was the one in the tub at the time, the husband walks in the bathroom where she's at while we're trying to revive this lady and goes, "Hey, could you guys keep it down? Our kids are asleep in the next room."
Oh, man.
I'm like, seriously? You're not expecting a whole bunch of people to come in here and be a little loud when we have a drug overdose and you have them in the bathtub? Don't you think you should do this away from your kids?
You know, let me tell you, if you watch Hoarders and Cops and some of the, you can't believe how people live. You guys and paramedics, you get to go in people's houses and see how they live. It's disgusting the way some people live, and they it's like they're oblivious to it. They don't even see their own filth, feces on the floor in the bathroom and garbage and food piled up in the kitchen sink Better you than me. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a good afternoon. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Paul. Hallelujah. Like, I couldn't be an orderly. I actually applied to be an orderly at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Belleville 100 million years ago. And I think back and I go, man, thank goodness I didn't get that job. Yeah. I mean, I needed a job. I was desperate for a job. So I just applied everywhere. I applied for a janitor's job. I didn't get it. Applied for an orderly's job. And I didn't get that. And it's that song Garth Brooks, "Sometimes I Thank God for Unanswered Prayers." Man, am I glad I didn't get to be an orderly. Because you know what an orderly, it's just like a, go clean up that vomit.
All the grunt stuff. Yeah,
that's the orderly. Mr. Johnson pooped all over the floor. Go clean that up. That's the orderly. So you don't want to do that. We have to take a break, and we come back. Dr. Doug Pernikoff. That's right, father of the famous Pernikoff brothers will join us. He is your pet's best friend. Before that, we have a guest. We have a guest on the phone, a regular guest, John Londoff Jr. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm still considered a guest?
Of course you're a guest.
Through all these years?
Of course you are.
Oh, it was like...
A guest is a good thing, though.
Like a co-host?
No.
Whoa.
I don't think
you got to be here 3 hours a day, five
you
got to
work like a slave.
That.
Yeah, 3 hours a day to be a co-host, but you got to put in some time.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, you can't relate to these other jobs because I'm guessing you never had to have... any job but working for your dad at the car. Am I right?
I've worked for a couple of other dealers.
Okay, but you've been in the car, but you never.
When I was in college, I actually worked in a restaurant for 2 weeks. I lasted 2 weeks.
What did you do for 2 weeks?
Was waiting tables with another couple of buddies of mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why did that only last 2 weeks? Because you quit or because they fired you?
No, I resigned.
Why?
Well, I couldn't take waiting on people.
And then you get in the car business.
I mean, this is fun. We get to meet, you know, of course, your listeners. They're just unbelievable great people. Just on my way from one building to the other, get to shake hands and talk to people and, you know, talk to the AM and the PM and just everybody. But, man, my pop used to say, because he grew up, you know, with my grandpa in their taverns, which also had restaurants and food. He said the worst thing is to wait on someone when they're hungry and then after they've had a few drinks in them. So my dad used to always take such good care of servers. Just because of when he was young, how he was treated. And, you know, people knew that he was the owner's son, and they just still, you know, abused the guy.
Okay, but it can also be true, because I worked in a restaurant. The people who've had a few drinks can also be the very best people to wait on. Some people, when they have a few drinks, they're generous, and they're fun, and I remember when I did it, there were a couple of guys that were regulars, and buddy, once they had a few drinks, they'd stick $10 bills in your pocket, and yeah, it could go either way with the drinking thing. So do you remember what kind of restaurant it was?
It was a pizza and Italian.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I can't remember.
This wasn't for you.
It was just opened up, and so we all went and applied, thought it would be fun, and was like, no, this is not. You know, plus, you know, I had to study. I was in college.
Yeah.
I needed to study, but, you know, you're right. I mean, there are people, that are unbelievable at serving you. I mean, you're talking about service just last week, and you were talking about at the restaurant when somebody called in and said, you can get your own coffee.
I mean, get your own damn coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be like us telling someone, hey, change your own oil over there.
Yeah. Hey, we're busy. Change your own oil.
Yeah, get your own oil out of the parts department. But
I think, you know, though, when you take a job and you, I think there's certain jobs, you know, the first day you're going to hate it and it's not going to change. I had a couple of those jobs and I knew the day I started, this was a mistake and I shouldn't be here. And I was right. It didn't pan out. I should have left the first day. But, you know, you think, maybe I'm wrong.
What job did you hate the very most?
I worked at one ad agency that I couldn't stand. And the job that I lasted 1 week for me, I took a job out of desperation because we just gotten married. I took a job as one of those people that all of you hate who calls you to solicit. It's a phone bank of people.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of those.
Telemarketer.
My name, I think, was John Clark. And we all had to use the same name so that if somebody called back and said, I talked to one of the sales reps, his name was John Clark, they just give you to anybody. And I didn't like lying about my name. And I didn't like anything about it because this is interesting. They gave us a sheet, and it was a quick study. In about 5 minutes, you got the drill. We were to call. It was for a camping and hiking magazine. We were selling ads in a camping and hiking magazine. So we would be given these yellow pages books, and we called any business that would cater to campers and hikers. For example, a sporting goods store. And the drill was, you call and ask for the manager or the owner. When he get on the phone, you go, hey, Jim, this is John Clark at Camping and Hiking Magazine. Bob, I ran into Bob, and he said, give you a call, that you would want to be all over this. You'd be interested in this. Now, you'd use just general, like names like Bob or Bill. And it's amazing how many times the guy would say, Bob Killebrew? And you go, yes. And he'd go, well, that son of a gun. What do you got? And then you lay it on him. Or you'd say, one of your buddies in the business, Jim, he'd go, Jim Hansen? You go, yes, Jim Hansen just signed up for this. And he said, hey, call my buddy Alex because he's going to want in on this
deal.
And it's unbelievable. They've done a whole study of how to get your foot in the door on the phone. And I just, after a week... And I have to tell you, I sold some ads. But after a week, I went to my boss and I said, I cannot be John Clark anymore. Yeah. And I just can't do this. And he said, well, if you're going to quit, then you're going to walk away and you're not going to get any of your money because we don't pay people who work a week and quit. And I walked away and I didn't get a dollar. They took all the ads that I sold and gave me nothing. But I couldn't keep doing it. It was a long day. You try 8 hours on the phone, calling continuously to total strangers saying, hey, your friend Chet said to give you a call. But you always use names like Jim, Bob, Ted, Bill. Everybody knows a Bill. You know, if I call John Londoff and I said, hey, Bob told me that you're a heck of a guy.
I'd say, Bob who?
And I'd say, Bob, he's a good friend of yours. You just saw him a couple days
ago. Well, I have a lot of good friends named Bob.
No, you're not being a good customer
here.
He knows.
Get a name out.
If you do it right, almost all these people would say, if you said, oh, he was just with you, had lunch with him just recently, I just ran by, they'll eventually say, was it Bob Cunningham? He'd go, yeah, that's him, Bob Cunningham. And now...
I haven't talked to him in years.
Well, see, I'm glad I didn't call you, okay?
Unbelievable.
What's for sale?
Everything's for sale. Okay, everything's for sale.
Like what?
Chevy Silverados, kids, are hotter than firecrackers.
That's pretty hot.
Chevy Silverados, and we've got 200-plus Silverados in stock. You want a great deal on a vehicle right now?
Yes.
Silverado. All right? We're selling them for $15,900. Regular cabs, extended cabs, for $18,800.
Now, that price...
It's like a giveaway. Those are like giveaways.
Those prices, I'm guessing, those are pre-owned.
No, Frank.
What?
Those are brand-new 2011 Chevy Silverados. Right. Number one selling truck in America. Number one selling truck, of course, in St. Louis by a big stretch because, of course, St. Louisans are so smart. It's just unbelievable truck. Chevy Cruze, Chevy Malibus, they're all hot. Equinox, yeah, great deals on all these vehicles. 0% financing on a lot of vehicles right now. Great interest rates, folks. Really some of the lowest we've ever seen. And now, a couple of years ago, when nobody had any money as far as a finance company, banks, well, now they do. And now they're fighting each other for business. We get calls from the finance companies going, hey, you haven't sent us a contract like in a day, so... You know, we need you customers to come in so we can send them all contracts, send them all business. And what do you think about that, Frank?
Well, John, I don't know what to say.
Help me here. I'm multitasking. I can't help it. It's the end of the month. It's a really, really busy time. Great time to come and buy a new or a pre-owned vehicle, the pre-owned department. Mark Thornton and his team are just unbelievably on fire. How about a Land Rover? We've had a Range Rover 2006, only 35,000 miles for $33,900.
All right, now, is it Land Rover or Range Rover?
Ooh. Range Rover.
Range Rover 06. How much?
And it's the Sport Supercharged, $33,900.
What color is it?
Black.
What's the interior?
Tan
or black?
Black.
I don't like black interior.
Why?
I just don't. I've never liked a black interior. I would have taken a look at that. I have somebody in my family who would really be interested in that if it weren't for the black.
Well, why not test drive it for a few days?
Okay.
I knew that one.
You'll sell it. It'll go fast. Let's have a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Les popped in just a little while ago. Listens all the time. He's listening right now. And big, big, big listener. And... from, I think, like Litchfield, Illinois, and bought a vehicle from us. So thanks, Les.
Thank you. Thank you, Les.
And thank you, Frank Opinion, and congratulations.
Oh, on the Riverfront Times thing?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about it until that guy called.
You got to be kidding me.
No, how would I know that?
You stumped him.
No, I didn't know.
You're very humble, Frank.
The thing
that I think people love the most about you.
Well, thank you, John. I'm going to start crying. We will send you some business.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take it easy.
Take it easy yourself, sir.
Bye-bye. John Londoff, for a moment there, a rare loss for words.
Yes.
He hit the wall. And that tells me that he was looking at so many deals ready to be closed.
Multitasking.
Multitasking. He got sidetracked. When we come back, Dr. Doug Pernikoff from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, your pet's best friend on the Big 550 KTRS.
This traffic report is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, we have Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Hi, Tina. Well, we have an accident. It's in the South County area. It's on Tesson Ferry in front of Sparing Middle School, which is by Concord School Road. It's actually in the what we call the center suicide lane or the turn lane, but it's affecting both left lanes on north and southbound. Only the right lanes are getting through. Now, if you're traveling northbound on Tesson Ferry, you're backed up to about Kennerly, and then you've got about a quarter to a half mile back up on southbound Tesson Ferry as you make it through that area. Also, that's affecting traffic that is trying to ramp on or turn on Highway Tesson Ferry from Baptist Church, and then northbound or southbound 270 as they try to go south on Tesson Ferry and north on Tesson Ferry. You've got pretty long backups there. Now, looking at southbound 270, and you've got some stop-and-go traffic, and it starts right around Olive, and it goes in pockets all the way down through Doherty Ferry. They've cleared an accident on westbound Highway 40 just after Hampton. All lanes are now open, but traffic is back from Vandeventer through Clayton Skinker, and it's heavy again. Looks like approaching or right around Ballas out through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by United Way of Greater St. Louis. United Way of Greater St. Louis helps one in three people in our community. You may be surprised to find out how much you're helping when you support United Way. See for yourself at helpingpeople.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.25%. 3.25% fixed!
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.25%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.25 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. And they guarantee the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. And computer repair is only the start. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need that you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. And if you own a small business, then call Computer Clinic. From network setup to data recovery to phone system repair, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone else in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life,
you gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
It's amazing what Southwest Airline pilots get to see from 35,000 feet, like a new destination to Milwaukee. Now at Southwest Airlines, you can enjoy new nonstop flights from St. Louis to Milwaukee. Find Southwest fares online, only at southwest.com.
You need a cab company. You need ABC Checker Cab Company. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. That's the phone number. You wait no more than 15 minutes because at ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of their taxi cabs, which means that they will dispatch the cab closest to you, so you wait no more than 15 minutes. It is advanced technology, more advanced than any other cab company. They have uniform drivers, white shirts, black pants, medical transports, courier service, corporate accounts, school accredited, background checks, and they screen all of their drivers. You need a taxi cab, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab Company, 314-766-RIDE, or online at abccabcompany.net. That's 314-766-RIDE or abccabcompany.net. You need a cab, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab Company.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that?
I'm checking with your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, and that is made possible by Laclede Cab. You need to call a cab for your pet or yourself, here's the number, 314-652-3456. The red cabs, the AM and the PM cabs, Laclede Cab. Give it up for the father of a couple of future big stars, the Pernikoff brothers, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everybody?
Good, doctor, how are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Good way to be.
Hey, Frank, I wanted to tell you happy Rosh Hashanah, which starts tonight. I know it's a big holiday for you.
Yes, it sure is.
So how's everything going?
Everything is just going. It's just going. How about you?
I'm great.
How's the career of the boys?
They're super duper. They're just moving from one opportunity to another, and they're getting more and more well-known, so we're real excited for
he's
them.
He's already talking that agent type.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one opportunity
no
after
specifics,
another.
Just
got a lot of things in
they,
the fire.
You're not allowed to take pictures of them because they might be worth something one day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think my son probably has at least a couple of awkward pictures of your son from college or
well,
high
this
school
weekend they were together.
That we will, for a certain price, not put on the internet once
yeah,
they get famous.
I think the boys all collected down with, Pee Wee.
Yeah, well, we're holding on to those, and when the fame hits, so will our price.
Oh, that's great.
I'll let you know. What do we? Well, you want to take some calls?
Sure, whatever you want me to do.
I forgot to give the numbers. Folks, if you have a pet, I don't care what it is, parakeet, iguana, boa constrictor, dog, cat. Some people even have those. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Your chance to get free advice from one of the best, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Is Ken on for Dr. Doug, Dan?
No.
He's not. Well, then we can't take Ken's call. But we'll take everyone that comes in from this point on. Dan's going to get me a name. We'll put it on the screen. Anybody in the room got a pet question real quick for Dr. Doug? No? You don't have a pet,
We have two cats at home.
Yeah. Well, Julie's here. We'll take Julie's call. And I dumped Dr. Doug, unless he's still there. Julie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Julie. What can I do for you, honey?
I have a 15-year-old female cat that actually today was just diagnosed with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you would you think, I haven't followed up with the vet I went to, but
sure.
What do you think the prognosis is once we get her on insulin?
Well, they do really, really well. In fact, there are some cats that will actually convert from diabetic to non-diabetic under certain regimes. So I would say if the cat's in generally good condition, has good weight on it, and doesn't have any other underlying major problems like failing kidneys or something, I would say definitely pursue it. Have your vet outline a plan, and it can be a very simple thing to manage, and you can get yourself whatever life is left. You can have good quality life for your cat.
Do you know, like, about the cost? or what I should.
You know, it really isn't that expensive because a bottle of insulin will last a cat because they're so small for a long, long time, and it's probably only about $120 to $130 for a bottle. Might be 3 months worth.
Oh.
And there'll be some initial testing and some kind of charting to make sure they know what is the proper, you know, the proper dosing. But I would definitely pursue it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye.
There goes Julie. Here comes Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Oh, great. I got a 11-year-old Dalmatian, and she hurt her right knee about a year ago.
Okay.
And then it got better, but now it got worse again, and I got Duramax for her.
Did you have surgery done or X-rays or anything?
No, I've had the X-rays, but the vet can't see anything with it, and short of going to Mizzou and having them do a, you know, one of the, have somebody look at it there. She said,
yeah, there's
she can't
lots
really see
of options.
And I don't want to.
Yeah, there's
it
a lot of options.
On,
there, number one, it's been a year or more, so
it.
You know, an X-ray might be another review, but you might also have your veterinarian suggest doing a light sedation, reversible sedation, and just manipulate that leg, and he might be able to find in the knee whether there's a ligament tear or something else. That, in combination with the X-rays, usually can get you a good diagnosis with some options for treatment.
Light sedation.
Light sedation.
Okay.
One for you, one for the dog.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good
All
luck.
Right,
you can do a lot with that.
Thank you, Mike. Dalmatian. You don't meet many people with Dalmatian.
You know, they used to be more popular, didn't they? Because as I was a kid, I remember Dalmatians and Boxers, some of the certain breeds that were real prevalent, and then all of a sudden they sort of disappear, and then they gradually reappear. You know, when the 101 Dalmatians movie came out,
You
couldn't find a free, you know, an available Dalmatian puppy.
And they're very prone to blindness, aren't they?
They have problems with their metabolism that are unusual. They can have some eye problems, so there are some breed-specific issues, but they're still a really good dog.
I think some of my underwear, I think I have some Dalmatian shorts. No, they're boxer shorts. You know what? They're boxer shorts.
They do have spots,
thanks,
though.
Thanks, everybody.
That's
here's,
a visual.
Here's Kevin.
Want.
Kevin, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kevin.
Got a Beagle Lab mix. It's just over a year old that is constantly gnawing and biting, almost like she has fleas, but we've checked her head to toe for fleas and found nothing. I've given her baths, and that doesn't seem to help either.
Right. This can be a broad subject to review. And first of all, you can have what's called a flea hypersensitivity.
Yep.
In other words, the body has experienced some flea bites, but you don't have an active infection. In other words, you don't look on the dog and see a gazillion fleas. But it doesn't mean that the immune system doesn't have a recognition for one flea coming on, biting, and then stimulating a reaction. But there are a lot of other things that can stimulate that kind of chewing, generalized chewing. It can be anything that's inhaled, injected, that they lay on top of. Anything that comes in contact with the animal can induce an allergy response. So your vet needs to do a little homework and play Quincy and do a little bit of diagnostic review, and you can come up with some. There's a lot of protocols to help you with antihistamines and other products, food products that can be useful. So you got a lot of choices there, too. But that really requires a good physical exam and review and then a plan.
Okay, great.
Right.
Okay,
thank you.
One more question.
Real quickly, we're out of time. Go ahead.
Sorry. The cat with sagging skin, belly,
yes.
12 years old.
Yeah, so you're talking about my wife now?
Oh man. I would never have said that. I would never have
There's
said
no
that.
There's no lumps or anything, but it's just skin.
That's probably just the genetics and the physical makeup of the cat, because some cats come in like that, and, you know, we don't do tummy tucks usually, but that's the kind of situation. If it was another species like a human and stuff, our conformation changes with age.
All right, we're out of time. Kevin, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hard to look at.
Oh, boy. See, I wouldn't have said that.
Oh, my goodness.
I would never have said that. I wouldn't have said what Dr. Doug said either.
I didn't say that.
You talking about my wife sagging
stomach? Oh, well, that I said.
Oh, man. All right, Doctor, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You too. Talk to you next week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your best friends, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company. We'll have to have Mr. Cleveland go in the playhouse if he can, and if he
All
can't,
right.
then we'll just miss him today, but I hope that he can. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Somebody asked me yesterday, why you always spell the name Schaefer? Well, here's why. Because if I hadn't had somebody make sure I knew how to spell it, if I went to look up Schaefer, I'd spell it S-H-A-F-E-S-H-A. first two letters, I'd be wrong because I forgot the C. Don't forget the C. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Seven locations. You will, if you make it through your life and you don't have to have a good body shop, you are a rare breed. I think my father-in-law, my late father-in-law, didn't have a car in a body shop because he was never in an accident until he was 60. Mm. Never had a fender bender. That's pretty rare. Average person has a car in the body shop every 7 years. My family's not average. We've had a lot more than that, a lot more often than that. But if you do, don't get all excited and upset and worried. All you have to do is know that name, Schaefer. And if you can get that vehicle into Schaefer, and they'll make sure you can. They will pick you up if they have to, pick the car up, get your rental car. They'll take care of everything. Don't worry about it. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, seven locations.
This is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Mizzou Tigers. You're listening to the Big 550, KTRS.
And the Big 550 is your exclusive home for everything Mizzou. Monday night at 7 p.m., it's Tiger Talk with Gary Pinkel on KTRS. We'll talk about who's hot and who's not, the results of last weekend's game, and the outlook for the next matchup on the schedule. The Tigers are here on
the Big 550, KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
If you've ever wanted hardwood floors in your home, now is the time. Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 8th annual warehouse sale at their Crestwood location. This is a two-day only sale with deep manufacturer's discounts on all hardwood flooring, including oak, maple, hickory, exotics, hand-scraped, distressed, and wide plank hardwood flooring. These prices are so low, they won't be revealed until the sale. Boardwalk is having specials on all pre-finished and unfinished hardwood floors for 2 days only. Stop by and see the demonstrations on installation and refinishing. It's 9000 Watson Road at the corner of Watson and Grant. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100. Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. Make sure your floor...